Today's recording is sponsored in honor of the birthday of Mark Mandelbaum, Moshe Tzvi ben Yitzchak Yaakov. May he have a year filled with success in all things physical and spiritual by his wife, Lisa. Although we know that the Torah begins with the account of the creation of the world, that's what the beginning of Genesis is about. That's the introduction to the Torah. Rashi right away teaches us that really, the Torah should have started with HaChodesh HaZalachem, with the reading about the month of Nisan, which we're going to read tomorrow, Mitzvashem. Rashi teaches us that really the Torah should have started, which of course in the deepest way means, in a pnimizdika way means, as the Lubavitch Rebbe explains, that in the deepest way this is how the Torah starts, that the Torah should and does begin with the fact that Nisan is the first of all months. The Torah as we see it, the Torah as it's written, of course, begins with the creation of the world. But the Pnimius, Rashi says, the deeper meaning of what all of Torah is about is the fact that Nisan is the first of all months. Why is this what the Torah is really all about? So the Rebbe explains that Nisan, as we find from the sages, is known as Chodesh HaGeula, the month of redemption. The redemption that the month of Nisan is all about is the Pnimius, is what Torah really is. Torah is all about bringing redemption to the world. The world as we see it now, the unredeemed reality, existence of the world, is created with Shem Elokim. In the book of Genesis, God, the account of creation is all Shem Elokim, is the fact that the world right now in its unredeemed state seems to be something other than God. Conceals God, and more than that, very often the world and so many aspects of the world are challenges and obstacles on the way to having a real deep relationship with God. And that's all because the Torah in its external state and the world in its external state is created with Shem Elokim, with the name of God Elokim, which is the name of God that's all about concealment and God hiding what he really is. And Nisan, the month of redemption, which Rashi says is how the Torah should begin, because the whole purpose of Torah is to see the truth of reality, that we're always within God, that nothing exists other than God, that we're always in a redeemed state, essentially, bepnimius. Rashi is saying that in an inner way, this is really how the Torah begins, because this is the purpose of Torah. And you understand that that's why, you know, there's a debate in the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah, what month the world was created. Tishrei, when we celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or according to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created in the month of Nisan. And although halachically we follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that the world was created in Tishrei, which is why we call Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. But that's because, as the works of Kabbalah explain, that Tishrei is when God spoke the world into existence, which is why in the account of creation in Genesis, it says 10 times, and God said, let there be light, and God said, let there be a firmament, and God said, let there be trees and flowers and animals, etc. God spoke the world into existence in Tishrei. So the world as we know it, as we experience, is the speech of God. What does it mean, the speech of God? What's this anthropomorphism conveying? So of course, when you speak, the words are emanating from you to outside yourself, like light that leaves and emanates from the sun. The sunlight leaves the sun and shines outside itself. When you speak, the words are leaving you so that somebody else outside you could hear them. The words, the sound, the waves leave you, just like light leaves the sun. That happened in Tishrei. Or more correctly stated, the name Elokim made us live in a reality that feels as if that's what happened, that the world is just divine speech. That's the externality, the chitzonius of the world. But in the month of Nisan, really came before that, the month of Nisan is when, as the Kabbalistic works explain, when God thought of the world. When he thought about every single detail of reality, every detail you experience, every pen that's on your desk, every crumb of pretzel that's in the floor of your car. He thought about all of that. He thought about all of the history of the world in Nisan. He spoke it in Tishrei. And of course, we understand that when God thinks about the creation of the world, it doesn't just mean once upon a time. It means that bipnimius, what is the world? What are we really? were the thoughts of God. Now he's thinking the world into existence. That's the pnimius, that's the truth of what we are. That's the redeemed state of reality. Just like when you think, before you speak, when you think, the thoughts are within you. They're still a part of you. They're absorbed within you. The pnimius, the truth, the redeemed state of reality is that we are still within God, like the light before it leaves the sun, like your thoughts when they're still within you. Living a redeemed life, living a month of Nisan life, is living with the truth that we are within God. We are the thoughts of God. That's the truth of reality. The fact that the world seemed like to be something that God spoke is only the external way we view the world. And therefore we understand that in the deepest way there's nothing that could prevent us from becoming one with Hashem, because we always are with one with Hashem. And although God also spoke the world into reality, which is why the Torah actually begins with Bereishis Bara Elokim, with the account of Genesis, as Rashi explains, because the purpose of creation is to bring this true redeemed state into Nachlas Goyim, into the nations of the world, into the physical structure of the world. We have to bring this truth of redeemed reality into the physical mundane. But we can only do that by living with the truth of Nisan, living with the redeemed state of ultimate redemption, of knowing that we are God's thoughts. We're still within the truth of God. And therefore, nothing natural, nothing within nature could hold us back, because there is no nature other than the thoughts of God. Or in the words of William Wordsworth, there was a time when meadow, grove, and stream, the earth, and every common sight, to me did seem apparelled in celestial light, the glory and the freshness of a dream. It is not now as it hath been of yore. Turn wheresoever I may, by night or day, the things which I have seen, I now can see no more. Right now, wherever we look, turn wherever so we may, the things which we see, we now can see no more. The world as it created in Tishrei is unredeemed. But the month of Nisan is to go back to that time when meadow, grove, and stream, and every common sight are apparelled in celestial light. We have to live again the glory and the freshness of a dream. We have to redeem ourselves. We have to become Nisan Jews. That's the real beginning of the Torah. That's the purpose of the Torah. That's the pnimius, the innermost point of Torah, and the innermost truth of what the world is and what we are. Good Shabbos.